It's the dictionary.
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 Hi, word nerds. My name is Spencer. Welcome to the dictionary. I don't often say my name except at the end of the episodes. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. If you want to get in contact with me in any way, here's a few ways. Email is dictionarypod@gmail.com. You can follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, @dictionarypod. Facebook is just The Dictionary. You can find it. You're a smart person. You can look at just the photos that I put up there sometimes. You can tag me if you want to tag me on things. You can call the Google Voice number, 917-727-5757. It's in the show notes. You can buy merchandise. There's a Tee Public link in the show notes. All this stuff is in the show notes, but for some reason I thought I should tell it to you anyway. Let's see. If you have a joke for any word to the end of the alphabet, go ahead and email me your joke and I'll tell it. I don't know why I came up with that idea a while ago. I just thought it would be a funny thing. I want this to be kind of interactive. If you've got a funny thing to say about a word, I'll say it for you. Yeah. Let's see. What else? What are those other things that people say for their show? I think that's about it. I don't know. Oh, just watch this on YouTube. If you're not watching this on YouTube, go watch this on YouTube. You get a whole other dimension added to your enjoyment. Okay, the first word in this episode is Escalade. It's a big ol' car, an Escalade. Escalade. Noun from 1598. It looks like you can also say escalade if you decide to be fancy. An escalade is an act of scaling, especially the walls of a fortification. Escalade is also a transitive verb, and then escalator is a noun. So the escalator is escalating the escalades? This is French from Italian, scalata, which is from scalare, which means to scale, which is from scala, which means ladder. So if you put a ladder up on a wall and you scamper up the ladder, you're scaling the ladder. And there's more at the word scale. Now, is this word an act of scaling, especially the walls? Okay, so this is literally going up the walls of the fortification. In Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, Helm's Deep, they got those walls. Why am I blanking on the name of those guys? The Uruk-hai. I think that's what they're called. There's another name that's similar. They're scaling the walls. They're escalating Helm's Deep. So they can go mess some stuff up. Let's see. I think there's other people who are escalating, but those are the biggies. The biggies. So, why did they call the car the Escalade? This car is not going up any ladders. It can't do that. Is it like the car is so big that it's like the fortress and you have to scale it up? You have to escalate the Escalade just to get into the door? Maybe that's what it is. All right, the sound effect today is going to be do, 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 do. Next is escalate, or an uncommon way to say it is escalate. Escalate. Verb from 1944, starting with intransitive. This is to increase in extent, volume, number, amount, intensity, or scope. As in, a little war threatens to escalate into a huge ugly one. And yes, that is a quote from Arnold Abrams. Arnold Abrams said that a little war could possibly escalate into a big war. And we don't want that. Once the little war starts, we want to stop it. We want to stop it in its tracks and just say, let's just stop the war. And figure out what's going on. What's the basis issue that we're dealing with here? And let's talk about it instead of fighting about it. Yeah, so let's not escalate things. The transitive is the number two definition for the word expand. Just getting bigger, expanding. The universe is escalating all the stuff inside. Escalation is a noun. Escalatory, that is an adjective. It's interesting that it's 1944. That, of course, makes me think of World War II. Did this word not exist in English before World War II? Where they're like, oh, this war has really went from a little war, and it turned into a big ugly war. We don't have a word for what that process is. We need to make up a word. I know. Let's call it escalate. Why? Because it's a back formation from the word escalator. Which is our next word. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's the sound that you make when you're going down the escalator. Escalator, first form, noun from 1900. And yes, you can also say escalator. Number 1A, a power-driven set of stairs arranged like an endless belt that ascend or descend continuously forever and ever and ever. The escalator never gets where it's going. It's just stuck in a constant loop. I don't feel like I have any interesting stories. I mean, I've heard of stories, horror stories from people on escalators. But my sister, to this day, still is reminded of when she was little and our grandma, sort of taught her how to get onto the escalator. She was so scared of it. And I don't remember what my grandma said exactly, but for some reason she was like, just go take a step. You know, for somebody who's never been on an escalator before, especially probably if they're an adult, they were like, I don't know how to do this thing. This is a little scary. And I get it, but they're actually, they're quite nice. Maybe don't touch the railings because people are gross. I try not to touch those. Of course, I do like to take an escalator. It's wonderful. But if there are stairs nearby, I choose to do that as often as I can because I need to get my fitnessing in. You know, we're all very lazy taking the escalators. And yes, sometimes it's very, very, very helpful, especially if you're lugging bags or something like that. But we gotta blend. We gotta have a good balance of walking and moving and relaxing. And of course, we have to mention the, I don't think you'd call them an escalator, but there's the moving walkways at the airport. I think that they wouldn't be an escalator because they're not, let's get to the etymology. We'll get there in a minute. Anything else about escalator? Oh, is it, was it, Borat? I think it was Borat. There was that scene in the movie where he doesn't know how to do an escalator. I think it was Borat, unless I'm mixing my things up. And people were like, go ahead, and he didn't know how to do it. It was very funny. Okay, 1B for escalator is an upward course suggestive of an escalator, as in a never-stopping escalator of economic progress. And that is a quote from D.W. Brogan. It feels like it's just going up forever and ever and ever. No end, never stopping, economic progress. I guess that's what people want. The economics, you're just going up. Okay, number two is an escalator clause or provision. That one doesn't make any sense to me because probably we have to talk about the next form. An escalator clause or provision. So that's... it's being used as an adjective because the next word, the next form of escalator is an adjective. So we'll figure out what that is in the next word. Before we get there, the etymology isn't very helpful. It's just from escalator, which is a trademark. I had no idea that was a trademark, just like Hoover People call all types of vacuums Hoover, Kleenex. We call all types of nose tissues Kleenexes. What, Coke? People use Coke the same way. So we just call them all escalators because of this one company, I guess. Now, they can't make all the escalators. There have got to be other escalator companies. But then does that mean that they're legally not allowed to call their escalator an escalator? Or do we just call all of them escalators now? I don't know. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That escalator went up. Here is the second form of escalator, adjective from 1930, providing for a periodic proportional upward or downward adjustment. And you're talking about prices or wages. You're providing for a periodic proportional upward or downward adjustment of prices or wages, as in an escalator arrangement tying the base pay to living costs. And that is from the New York Times. An escalator arrangement tying the base pay to living costs. It would be great if those matched. We were just talking a day or two ago about how in the 50s, you could raise a family of five on one income, so the base pay and the living costs matched, but they don't anymore. Everybody needs to work, and even if they're working a full-time job or more, they still can't barely live. What is happening with our situation? So escalator is providing for a periodic proportional upward or downward adjustment. I don't really know how this gets used in context. There was the example, but my brain doesn't do the economics businessy stuff, so I don't know. If we go back to the number two definition for the noun of escalator, it is an escalator clause or provision. So if you're putting this clause or provision, you would call that an escalator because it's dealing with the ups and the downs of the base pays or something, prices and wages. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Escalope is next. What is this, some sort of weird jackalope thing? Escalope. Noun from 1828. The synonym is the fifth definition for the word scallop. I had no idea. Well, actually, now that I think about it, yeah, scallop has a bunch of definitions. So escalope, scallop, you can see already some of the letters and sounds are similar. It's French, and there's just more at scallop. So I guess this is the French way to say scallop. Now, are we talking about the living creature scallop that people eat? Or is this some other kind of scallop? I don't know. We'll find out. Escalope. Escalope. I have a feeling the French don't pronounce it that way. Doesn't seem right. Do 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 do. Next is escapade. Noun from 1667. The escalator went on an escapade, escalating the walls, which was covered in escalopes. Okay, what's an escapade? It is a usually adventurous action that runs counter to approved or conventional conduct. It's not approved by the people in charge. It goes against conventional conduct. Oh, that's not normal. It's an adventure. It's an action, an adventure action. We're doing this action, and it's fun, and it's an escapade. Like something illegal maybe would be an escapade. Ooh, okay. I've never been on any escapades. I don't ever go counter to approved or conventional conduct. That's just not in my genes. This is a French word and it means action of escaping. So yeah, if you are trying to escape, if you are in jail and you are trying to escape, that would definitely be an adventurous action that is going against the conventional conduct. It's not approved because it's illegal. You are in jail. You are in jail for a reason. But no, you want to escape. So that's what this is from, action of escaping. Also from Spanish, escapada, which is from escapar. Escapar? Yeah, which means to escape. It's all about escaping. Yep. So yeah, now obviously we don't always use it in terms of escaping literally, but that's where it's from. That's the, and it's this adventurous action, like that phrase. There's a lot of movies with escapades because it's exciting and it's fun. And we want to watch other people go through escapades. Maybe not, we don't want to necessarily go through escapades ourselves, but we want to watch other people do it. Do-do-do-do-do. Next is escape. This is the first form. We got two forms in this episode, when we got a third form in the next episode. We also have some synonym information. So, escape is a verb from the 13th century. It looks like, yes, another, you can say escape or escape, but a dialect form in certain parts of probably America, they say escape, escape. They add a k sound between the E and the S, escape. Okay, this, we're starting with intransitive verb, 1A, to get away as by flight. So you're getting away, you're flying away, flutter, flutter, little birdie, as in escaped from prison. Okay, not literally flight. You're not literally flying. You are flight as in running away. That sort of flight. Not fight, flight. To get away, escape from prison. Yep, that's escaping. 1B, to issue from confinement, as in gas is escaping. The gas, you want the gas to be confined into its tubes, its pipes, but you don't want the gas to escape. That's a very bad thing. If you smell gas, this is a problem for people with anosmia. They can't smell the gas. This is very unsafe. So if you think you have anosmia, if you think your sense of smell is not going so great, then you probably need to get one of those sensors so it will smell the gas for you. Yeah, to issue from confinement. So it's issuing, it's confined. Whatever it is, it's confined. The hamster is confined in the cage. Oh, but no, it issued forth from its confinement and it escaped. 1C is talking about a plant to run wild from cultivation. To run wild from cultivation. I just want to see a picture of plants running in a field of other plants, that's all. Number 2, to avoid a threatening evil, as in, the boat sank, but the crew escaped. That's very good for the people, for the crew. How did they escape? If the boat sank, how did the crew escape? Did they swim away? Was there a big shark? And they said, we need a bigger boat. It didn't help. Transitive, here we go. Number 1, to get free of or break away from. To get free of a thing or to break away from a thing. As in, a couple examples. Escape the jungle. Escape you. What's the jungle doing to you? Is it the animals that you're escaping from? What's wrong with the jungle? The jungle seems like a very nice place to hang out. Also, as in, escape the solar system. Well, there are probably some, comets or something like that that come into our solar system and then do a vroo and then leave the solar system. There's also those Voyager 1 and 2. They escaped the solar system. I don't know, was that like 10 years ago or something? When did the Voyagers escape? I don't remember when. Recently, relatively recently. They escaped the solar system, and they said, we're free! We're free from all of those problems in the solar system. Let's go searching. Let's go on an escapade. The Voyager little mission, the Voyager little spaceshipy things. I don't remember what they're called. They're on an escapade. Okay, let's see. Anything else? We now have number 2 is to get or stay out of the way of, and the synonym is avoid, as in efforts to escape poverty. I would love it if so many more people could escape poverty, to avoid poverty. It's not an easy thing to do, given your life circumstances. You just grow up in maybe an unlucky situation, and you've got a bunch of poverty to get or stay out of the way of. I'm just going to get out of the way of poverty. If it were only that easy, I'm just going to walk that way. Poverty's over there. Let's go that way. Could it be so easy? It would be great if it could. Number three, to fail to be noticed or recallable by. To fail to be noticed or recallable by, as in, his name escapes me. If I meet you and I have forgotten your name, please don't take it personally. Many, many, many names escape me. People that I have known for years, their names will escape me. At my 30th birthday, I had a whole bunch of people from all different parts of my life come together to celebrate my 30th birthday. It was great. We had a fun time. But at a certain point, I decided that I was going to introduce every single person. I think I did this. And I think there were a couple of names that escaped me. And these were people that I had known for a long time. I think I did a pretty good job. But names, they come in one ear and they go out the nose. And it's always been a problem. So anytime I meet somebody, I really, really have to concentrate so the name doesn't escape me. But it probably will. At some point, it will. So again, don't take it personally if your name has escaped me. And what was to fail to be noticed or recallable by? That's a weird way to word that. Number 4A is to issue from, as in, a smile escaped me. That is not at all how I would describe a smile on my face. To issue from, a smile has issued from my face, but what is it, escaped from my face like gas coming from my face? A smile escaped me. If I heard that phrase, which I did, I would think that it meant I couldn't smile. That doesn't make any sense. Number 4B is to be uttered involuntarily by, as in, a sigh of relief escaped her. Oh, I am so relieved. It uttered involuntarily from my mouth that had a smile that was escaping me. Escaper is a noun. This word is from, let's see, where are we taking this down to? Vulgar Latin escapare, from the Latin ex prefix, plus the lower Latin capa, which means head covering or cloak. Head, that's where this word comes from. Head covering or cloak, and then you put the X in front of it, and it becomes like what? I have removed the head covering. I have run away from the head covering. That was a stinky head covering, so I wanted to escape it. That's a very interesting etymology. Okay, let's read the synonym information. There's a bunch. Escape, avoid, evade, elude, shun, and eschew mean to get away or keep away from something. That phrase keep away brought back some memories of the game Monkey in the Middle, which I hated that game. I was such a sensitive little kid that as soon as I got in the middle, I was like, nope, I'm done. I don't want to play keep away. It's the worst game ever. Okay. Escape stresses the fact of getting away or being passed by, not necessarily through effort or by conscious intent, as in, nothing escapes her sharp eyes. Avoid stresses forethought and caution in keeping clear of danger or difficulty, as in, try to avoid past errors. Well, they've already passed. How can you avoid them? You want to avoid them again. Evade implies adroitness, ingenuity, or lack of scruple in escaping or avoiding, as in, evaded the question by changing the subject. My brain isn't fast enough to change the subject. But yeah, I like evade. It implies you're using your brain. You're thinking about a way to avoid a situation, to escape a situation. You're evading it by using your brain thoughts. Elude implies a slippery or baffling quality in the person or thing that escapes, as in, what she sees in him eludes me. I cannot put my finger on what she sees in him. He has all these terrible qualities, but she likes him still. It evades me. It's slippery and baffling. Maybe he is slippery and baffling. And that's why she likes him. Shun often implies an avoiding as a matter of habitual practice or policy, and may imply repugnance or abhorrence, as in, you have shunned your responsibilities. I feel like I want to read that one again. Shun often implies an avoiding as a matter of habitual practice or policy, and may imply repugnance or abhorrence. You're like, I mean, I just don't want to do that. I feel like not doing that today, so I'm going to shun it. And I think we're on the last one. Eschew implies an avoiding or abstaining from an unwise or I misread a word. I thought there was more to the sentence. Eschew implies an avoiding or abstaining from as unwise or distasteful, as in a playwright who eschews melodrama. This playwright does not want to write melodrama because it's unwise, it's distasteful. Don't like that. Not going to do that. Not going to watch that. Not going to write that. I don't like melodrama. Melodrama is not the first thing that I care to watch. But I will say that we have been rewatching Twin Peaks. We are actually getting ready to go to Twin Peaks land for real Twin Peaks days, which is at the end of February. If you know, you know. And some of this show is very melodramatic, but it's kind of fun because I think it's meant to be a little over the top. It's like, we know what we're doing. It's fun, but not all the shows like that. Okay, so that was the synonym information for escape, and now we have one last word, which is it's the second form of escape. Noun from the 14th century. Number one, an act or instance of escaping. As 1A, flight from confinement. Just leaving the place that you were confined. 1B is evasion of something undesirable. You do escape because you don't like that thing. 1C, leakage or outflow, especially of a fluid. This could also be the gas escaping. Where's this gas escaping from? Wherever it is confined. 1D, distraction or relief from routine or reality. Distraction or relief. From routine or reality. We got those routines every day. It's the same thing over and over again. The reality of life is that it's just the same day over and over again. A lot of times, you got to do the same stuff. You got to eat. You got to sleep. You got to make food. You got to work, probably. You got to do the dishes. You got to do the cleaning. You got to do all these things. But then you get an escape, maybe at the end of the day, after you've done all those things. I know this is what we do. We're like, okay, I'm done. I'm tapped out physically and mentally. We need an escape. This is why we watch movies and TV shows at the end of the night, just like the majority of humans, probably. You need that escape to whatever, to feel good. You can't be in it all the time. If you can get an escape, please get an escape. A temporary escape that doesn't hurt anybody. Number two is a means of escape. This is how you are escaping. You can call that an escape. And three is a cultivated plant run wild. I don't know enough about plants to know how exactly what's the plant is cultivated. What exactly does that mean? You have worked on it, you have pruned it, you have it at home, but then it's spread. I don't know enough about the plant terminology to know exactly what we're talking about there. But the plant escaped. It escaped its chains and its binds, left. Okay, we need to pick a word of the episode. We had today escalade, escalate, escalator, escalator, escalope, escapade, escape, and escape. I think I just want to pick escapade as the word of the episode because, I don't know. Let's go on an escapade. We're going on an escapade. It's an adventurous action. Yeah, yeah. Great. Wonderful. Let's talk about a movie I watched. Let's see. Where are we? We watched A New Leaf. A New Leaf. This is from 1971. I didn't know anything about this movie. It's quite a silly comedy about a almost middle-aged man. He's probably in his 30s. I think they said he's in his 30s, played by Walter Matthau, who had a lot of money, and now he doesn't. And he is trying to sneakily get a wife who has a lot of money. And he meets a character played by Elaine May, and it's she starred in it. She's this, you know, second lead. She wrote it. I think it's based off of a short story, maybe, and she directed it, and it was really good. I really don't know a lot about her. I know that she was with Mike Nichols. They had a comedy team. Were they in Chicago? There's a lot about her that I don't know, and I would like to learn. So this is the beginning. My wife got real into learning about Mike Nichols, and then she started learning about Elaine May, and she learned that this movie was coming to our local little theater as like a once-a-month sort of like cult movie, fun movie thing from decades ago. And so she's like, we got to go see A New Leaf. It's got Elaine May in it, and it's supposed to be good. And yeah, it's a silly, fun movie, and you should watch it. Okay. That's the end of the episode. Yay! We escaped this one. Thank you very much for checking this podcast out and maybe watching it on YouTube. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
How Did This Not Get Made is a podcast all about the films and TV shows that never got made. In this podcast, we uncover the history of these intellectual properties and walk you through the plot of these unmade scripts to determine if they would have been great or awful. Here's just a few other titles that we've covered. The Beatles' Lord of the Rings, James Cameron's Spider-Man, Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion, Star Wars' Duel of the Fates, Superman Lives starring Nicolas Cage, James Gunn's R-rated Scooby-Doo, and Alejandro Jodorowsky's Dune, just to name a few. Episodes of How Did This Not Get Made can be found wherever you get your podcasts.